Joining us now to discuss the latest situation in regards to COVID in his community is Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. Mayor Kokoros, good morning. Afternoon, rather.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. Just an update. We're up to 4,490 in total from cases. And as far as, you know, recently we did have a couple of young ladies that helped us come up with the idea of putting out a memorial out in front of Town Hall. So for those that we've lost, and the white flags are flying on the front lawn of Town Hall. In addition to that, we're having a food drive this Saturday, 10 to 2, and it's being put together by our local Norfolk County Labor group, and they're partnering with the United Way. So that's going to happen this Saturday. School is going extremely well. Obviously, we're on vacation this week, but the kids are really enjoying, and teachers, they're full all day back to school, pre-pandemic programs that we had, and we're out of the hybrid, and things are moving pretty well there. We're planning our 4th of July celebration, parade, and fireworks here on the 26th of June. We're hoping that there aren't any prohibitions by that point, but we're moving forward with all our summer programs, and we're looking pretty positive here in Braintree.
Now, speaking of the schools, a new interim superintendent has been named, correct?
Yes, wonderful choice. Dr. Lee has been with the school system for a number of years, serving as principal at the high school and assistant superintendent more recently. And he is our interim right now, and he's going to do a great job. And we're looking forward to working with him.
Now, your office has also put out a community partnership survey. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as the partnership goes, we are constantly looking to get data and information to help better serve our community in regards to, different issues that come up, both with our youth as well as, our overall population to try to make sure that, we have all of the things in place to help those in need when it comes to addiction and things like that. So that's something that we will continue to work on.
Now, something I did want to ask you about, have you seen any vaccine hesitancy in your community? Is that an issue at all right now?
I would say, that's something that we really have not seen. We had 5,000 folks that signed up initially when we started the process of doing the local vaccines here. So we really haven't seen that in, some of our statistical numbers looking at percentage of people vaccinated. You know, the majority of our elderly population has been vaccinated with at least one dose. So we really haven't experienced that. And it's great because, it's just our numbers. I think just yesterday we might have had 3 or 5, and we've had a couple of days where we've had over 10. But, we're starting to see numbers that we experienced in late August, which was really the biggest decline we had seen. So the difference now is the vaccine, along with all of the precautions that we've taken. And I think we're going to pretty much, by the end of June, be in really good shape if we keep moving forward like this.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.